Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's Moore Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. What an outstanding call we have lined up for you guys tonight. An absolutely icon in the business of Legal Shield, someone I'm really, really looking forward to hearing from. So I'm going to quit talking and get things kicked right off and go straight out to Durant, Oklahoma, to a platinum executive director, millionaire club member, a six-figure income earner, but most importantly, he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, because we actually featured the founder of our company, Mr. Harlan Stonesifer, on last week's call, we actually ran out of time, and we were unable to properly recognize some of the top recruiters on our Moore Success team and, of course, in Legal Shield the last week of December 2013. And, of course, they were all recognized on the leadership show. But tonight I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, and to a director, a regional manager who had one of the top recruiters in the company on his team, and that is Mr. Frank Lindsay. Frank, are you on the call?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me okay?
I can, Frank. Congratulations, and tell us a little bit about your person.
Thank you. This guy's actually been on my team for quite a while. We spent several years together working on a few things. His background is in the insurance business, and he has got a little sore throat there. He comes from a family of attorneys, which is the impressive thing about this. When I recruited him, I found out he has two brothers and his dad that are all attorneys and have been attorneys for a long time. And the thing that's amazing about it is that he actually sold his dad a membership. And I'll let him talk about that if he gets time. But I thought it was pretty impressive that his dad, who was a practicing attorney, actually bought the membership. He's working on becoming a director, so he decided to get serious. He called me up about 10 months ago. And said he was serious. He wanted to make something out of the business. He wanted to become a director and actually become an executive director. So we sat down, did a little bit of talking, and put some things together, and he actually put it into play. He's been Performance Club qualified for 10 months now. I don't want to steal too much of his thunder, so I'm going to go ahead and introduce him on a call right now. This gentleman's name is he goes by Billy, but his name is actually William Schultz. He's from the Seminole area. Billy, are you on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Billy, I'll let you take over.
Okay. Thanks, Frank. Thanks, Jeremy. Thanks, Randy. It's good to be with you today. It's an honor to speak to you today. As Frank said, I am from a family of attorneys, and at the beginning it was like, you know, well, I'm okay. I got attorneys to take care of me. But my brother said something to me last year that really kind of stuck to me. He said, we can't do... What he said, he's still using prepaid, but he said, we can't do what prepaid does as attorneys. What he meant by that was they're having to specialize in different areas, and they get hit several times with people needing, power of attorneys and wills and probates and purchase agreements and things like that. And as attorneys, one is they have to kind of stop what they're doing, and they have to bill for each one, and they have to worry about how much time they're spending with clients and whatever. And he just told me, he said, you know, just refer general business to prepaid because, you know, we can't do that. So and that kind of got me thinking because, you know, there are people that, and especially in the insurance business where every time you turn around, you know, need an attorney or run into attorney things. And so that kind of got me going. I'm a testimony for patience and endurance, and I'm sure I said, Frank and Ken into their insurance because they haven't given up on me. But that has really helped me. The other thing that's kind of helped me is also living with Legal Shield and being able to apply it. I always just kind of looked at Legal Shield as, you know, for tick handling tickets and if I get sued. And I actually started to use it in my regular life. And whenever I had a legal question, I would call up and ask for an agriculture attorney or a securities attorney or whatever deal, and I use it beforehand, and they always gave me good advice, and they helped me. And so whenever I sell prepaid or when I bring on new associates, I encourage them to, make that a part of their regular lives is to, you know, really think and use that as far as their business practices and what they do in their family, and it really helps them. But I hope those couple of things help you, but I'm really grateful for Legal Shield, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to work with these great men and, you know, be there for them. So,
thank you, Billy. Randy, turn it back over to you.
All right, Mr. Schultz, congratulations again for being one of the top recruiters in the company for the last week of December. But now I want to go to St. George, Utah, and the Bronze Executive Director Jack and Sally Gilbert, who were also mentioned a couple of times on the leadership show for their their open line recruits in their organization. Sally, Jack, are you guys on the call?
Yes. How are you doing?
We're doing great, Sally. Congratulations on that great honor. Tell us a little bit about what you guys are doing.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity to speak here, and I know we have a great speaker, so I will only take a few minutes here. We have been in for quite a few years now. Our son, David Hall, tried to get us in. It took us 10 months before we were willing to go and see a live presentation, and that's what did it. It was the testimonials. It wasn't the facts. It was the testimonials. So I was willing to jump in and jump in with both feet. The Hughes brothers came up from Texas, and they helped us. I did a PBR. We had 15 people. We signed up 100% of them, and we've never looked back since. But I was just thrilled last week to hear the voice of Harlan again. I can't tell you how much that was just such a joy in my life. And I want to thank everybody on my team who has been so faithful and working so hard. I want to thank everybody upline and all the Morse team. I'll tell you what, you are not only a great support, but you are a great inspiration to all of us. And I want to thank you so much for that. And I want to just tell everyone, if we will put our hearts to the test here and we'll put our shoulders to the wheel and really push and work together, what we've seen so far is nothing compared to what is around the corner. Thank you all so much for everything, and turn it back to you.
Well, thank you very much, Ms. Gilbert. Again, congratulations on a great job in your recruiting efforts. But now I want to go to Bronze Executive Director, Mr. Damian Schieber from Boise, Idaho. Mr. Schieber, are you on?
I am. Can you hear me okay, Mr. Moore?
I know, Damian, that you actually had the number one top recruiter in the entire company on your team. Why don't you tell us a little bit about them?
I did. Life is good because 3 weeks ago, Nick Fowler, who was on my team, on Jack and Sally's team actually, happened to be on my team, was the number one recruiter. But 2 weeks ago, Amy Sosa, out of Southern California, was the number one recruiter as well, tied for first, or maybe in first by herself, but six recruits. And, years ago, Nick Fowler was really just getting started. He had a big lift, and he was able to go out and hit his lift. But Amy Sosa is a gal who's been in the business for over 9 years. And when you've been into the business over 9 years, and she was in performance club for 9 years, and then back in last June, she had to step away from the business due to some personal reasons for a few months. And right before the new year, December 30th, I went down there. She said, I'm ready to get started again. I said, great, I'll go down, I'll help you. And I went down to Southern Cal, and she recruited six people in 2 days at the end of the month. Three recruits, like we normally think of it, and three general agents. And she's already recruited another two people, and she is well on her way. And we've got a goal to get her to executive director by the end of June. And I've already told her I'm going to come down to Southern Cal, help you a few more times, and we're going to make this thing happen. But, Amy, are you on the line?
I am on the line. Can you hear me okay?
I can. So, real quick, I want you to tell people, because obviously you're not hitting a warm lift anymore, so to speak. You're still creating one. How and where are you meeting people?
That's a great question. Actually, I'm meeting people everywhere. I network. I meet people at my church. And after being in my community for so long, I get a lot of referrals. So the people that I recruited right before Christmas were both networking and referral influence. But it didn't hurt to have the incentive either. I wanted to get a free ticket to the convention, and I also wanted to be in Performance Club because next Christmas I'll be able to have Christmas money or decide to get my BMW. So that was great incentive. So back to you.
Fantastic. And, I appreciate Amy so much. Mr. Ken Moore, Mr. Randy Moore, I emailed you the interview I did with your dad, so you guys can feel free to do what you want with it. But Mr. Moore, thank you so much again for taking the time to do the interview with me and so we can record it for posterity. And the last thing I'll say, I know you're going to introduce Mr. Hoffman here in a few minutes, but I want you to understand, everyone on this call, how amazing what you're about to hear is, because I was a broke director in September of 2011. Mr. Cliff Malloy, who's on John Hoffman's team, Mr. Cliff Malloy invited me over to the Shield Nation breakout. I went. I listened to Mr. Hoffman for 40 minutes, totally changed my business. 6 months later, I was a bronze executive director. So please, please make sure you have some notes or something to take notes with so that we can all learn together. And back over to you, Randy.
Well, thank you very much, Damien. Appreciate you and Amy and the great job that you guys are doing. In fact, we want to congratulate all of our More Success Team associates that were actually recognized for being top recruiters in the entire company. But now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go straight to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum 5 executive director, $500,000 ring earner who continues to lead our More Success Team now after over 30 years, and that is none other than Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
I'm loud and clear, Randy, and I'm very happy to introduce this next speaker. I hope you can understand my voice is kind of gone again tonight. This cold seems to be hanging on. Randy, I'm so proud of our organization. I'm so proud of Legal Shield. I'm so very proud of Harlan being on the call again for us tonight. He said that's the second time he did one in 3 years, and I think he's going to be more active now. I think people will probably be hearing him more than they was. He's still a founder of the company, and he's great. It's great to talk to him Sunday, and he was says thrilled to death to be on the call. But, you know, Randy, this next gentleman, I'm going to tell a few of his accolades, but the truth is, he's just a real fine guy. I don't know how to say it except that he's the kind of person you want to be around. He's the kind of person that's fun, yet he's serious when it comes to business, as I am. You know, I joke a lot, but when I go into a boardroom or when I sit down to recruit, I'm a different person, so to speak, because this is a business. This is our business. How we conduct ourselves, how we dress, how we act, it all reflects upon our business. And this guy does a tremendous job in all those areas. He's the kind of person that knows what he's talking about, and when you get through listening to him, you'll know he knows what he's talking about. He's not a bagger. He just puts it out there plain, clear, and simple. He's a good friend besides all that. He's a Millionaire Club member, $250,000 ringer, platinum jacket earner, and I could go on and on and on. But the best thing I like about this gentleman, he's a Christian man. He's my friend, Mr. John Hoffman.
Thanks so much, Ken. Just an honor always to be on this call with the whole Moore family, the Moore Success Team, and I heard a lot of, just good friends and just amazing leaders kind of registering in there tonight. I got a text from Jimmy Parrish tonight, and Jimmy, appreciate that, and heard our good friend Harold Pinson on the call, heard Linda out there, and just so many, you know, amazing folks from Jeremy Openit and to just the time that Darcy and I had with Randy and Pat in London, just amazing folks. And, you know, Ken, you and I get a chance to talk quite a bit. In my eyes, we never get a chance to talk enough, and I can't tell you how thankful we are and certainly how blessed your organization is to just hear the stories and have the opportunity to follow in the trail of an individual who's helped blaze, you know, that trail for what we're seeing and what we're doing today. And, you know, I think it was a few weeks ago, right before Christmas, we had a chance to talk, and you shared the story, you know, when Harlan had sent you and, you know, Wilburn into a market, you know, maybe 20, 25 years ago, sent you into a market and said, hey, you guys need to go sell some memberships. And, you know, you and Wilburn called in to Ada to check in with Harlan at the end of the day, give him the report. And, you know, and I don't remember the exact statistics. You guys had sold in one day, you know, 30, 40, 50 memberships. And I'll never forget, it's just amazing, you know. And for the folks on the phone, if you haven't heard the story, you know, Harlan then said, you know, to Ken and, you know, our late great friend Wilburn Smith, said, okay, guys, well, you need to go out and find us a provider law firm, find some attorneys that can represent our new members. And I was just, I thought I had heard it all. I thought I had thanked, the folks who had blazed these trails, you know, prior to a lot of us. And I had just never heard that one before. And the more opportunity we get to be able to thank individuals like Ken and the others who have walked the walk before us, please do it, because I'm just grateful. I'm grateful that 16 years ago I got introduced to this opportunity. Outside of being saved and meeting my wife, it was one of the greatest days of my life because I got introduced to a company that had not only pioneered the legal services and identity theft industry, but I finally got introduced to an opportunity that put me in front of some of the biggest emerging growth markets that had ever been available. And, you know, bear with me, I'm preaching to the choir here, you know, the amazing leaders of the More Success team, but for the first time in my life, I got introduced to a business opportunity with a product, you know, a service that really didn't have any competition and for the first time undercut the market. You know, I had a background of corporate America. I had a background of a small business ownership. And while maybe those things sound good, I got my butt kicked twice in a fairly short career because I didn't understand timing. I got downsized in the oil industry, and then I tried my hands at business ownership, and I had all of the headaches that went with that, the capital investment, the resources, the employees, the cash flow, the general liabilities. A lot of small business owners on the phone can relate to what I'm saying. You know, and I took a butt kicking in the 80s because nobody taught me. I didn't have any mentors. I didn't have any coaches that taught me the value of timing. And 16 years ago, it didn't take but a couple of hours to realize not only was this company in the right place at the right time, but the timeliness behind it was second to nothing in anything I'd ever seen, and we simply went to work. And my quick talk with everybody tonight, and again, I'm thankful to just be able to, you know, share with this organization because of what y'all mean to me and because of certainly Ken and his family. It's going to be a little bit different, but I know y'all can certainly relate to it. And if you are taking notes, I would ask you to write this down. Just write down you, Y-O-U, and put a circle around it. And I think all of you would agree that, you know, Ken and I and every one of you, we represent the same product, we represent the same company, and we represent the same comp plan. And as I start this tonight, if you put that product, that comp plan, and comp, or product, comp, and company, comp plan outside of the U, then write down the word variable. The only variable in all of this is the U variable. And too many people are missing an opportunity to capitalize on the financial independence and time freedom of what I believe is the greatest opportunity in North America. You may ask Ken and, you know, certainly Randy and, you know, I mean, Jeremy hasn't been in the business quite as long, but Jeremy has certainly been and develop a track record. You might ask Carol Pinson. You might ask Jimmy Parrish. You might ask Linda Bowden. You might ask them, why are they still so excited? Why are they still working the business with the passion and the zeal that they have worked the business in the past? Certainly Ken doesn't have to work the business anymore. I would say that there's a good portion of folks that have a residual income of well over six figures that don't have to work the business anymore. Including myself. And why am I more passionate about the next 16 years? It's because of the opportunity. It's because of what we do for people. It's because we are righting an injustice in North America. It's because we make a difference. But most importantly, I believe it's because I don't think any of us believe that another opportunity may come along in our lifetime that is like a prepaid, or that is like a legal shield. Whoever said prepaid legal earlier got me messed up. But it's like Legal Shield. And what I basically mean by that is I don't ever want to take it for granted. Our first million was earned in 3 years, and today we've helped 20 individuals on our team become Millionaire Club members, 40 six-figure ring earners. And I don't share that to brag or boast about it, but I believe we can double and quadruple that in the next 10 years. And I know, and speaking on behalf of the More Success team and every leader on this call, our interest, our dreams, our desires are to help every one of you, you know, walk that stage, not only financially independent, but enjoying the time freedom and being the envy of the world that this company has to offer. And going into the Millionaire Club status, every one of you can do it, every one of you will, if you understand just a few simple things. And so, why are so many people, why do so many people who move from a W-2 position, being employed for someone else, 2810-99 position, you know, where they would like to take back financial control of their future, where they might like to have a lifestyle, where they might like to have, you know, and dictate what they feel they're worth versus having someone else dictate what they're worth or dictate when they go to work or when they come home or whether they get a raise or whether they're with the kids or whether they're not with the kids. You know, why do so many people miss the opportunity to capitalize on what free enterprise or time that entrepreneurial spirit can offer? Why do so many people that we see, you know, fail to capitalize on what this great opportunity has to offer? Again, we have the same product. We have the same company. We have the same comp plan. And so what I challenge you is I challenge you to this. It's basically called habits and principles. And, you know, when I shared the story about Ken and Wilburn going into the marketplace and Harlan said, hey, I need you guys to go up and market these memberships to a city, a county you've never been in, I think everybody would agree back then. We didn't have internet. Probably still had the rotary dial phone and did have probably but some, you know, placemat brochures or black and white literature. Had a company that was fairly still at the genesis, so I would imagine what those gentlemen went through was nothing compared to what we go through. And yet for Harlan to say, hey, go find a provider law firm to go ahead and represent the members, to me is just unbelievable. But what carried the Kens and the Wilburns? What's carrying your six-figure ring earners and your millionaire club members? What's carrying your executive directors, your bronze, your silvers, your golds forward when they come across situations like this? Do you think that maybe Ken and Wilburn looked at each other and said, you've got to be kidding me? I bet they might have laughed. I bet they might have chuckled. I bet they might have said, oh, my gosh. But here's what they didn't say. You know, they didn't sit there and think about quitting. They didn't sit there and talk about, how ridiculous it was. They didn't sit there and say, okay, I'm going back to get a job. Their habits and the principles that they live by directly affected, you know, their attitude. Let me try it another way. Every one of us have feelings and emotions. Are our feelings and emotions driving us toward the top? Or are feelings and emotions running us around and driving us to the bottom? In other words, you know, Scripture says, don't be tossed to and fro. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And I would encourage everybody as we go into this new year, even myself, I'm not talking to the brand new associates and junior associates and senior associates and managers only. You know, although, you know, that's where a good portion of the conversation goes, but I walk the walk before I ever talk the talk. And that is creating a whole new normal, creating a new normal, reading the kind of information, programming our software to drive our hardware. Are your habits congruent with the principles that you live by? In other words, you know, we have a habit of going out, seeing the people and telling the story. That's a habit, okay? What is the principle? Well, for some people, the principle is to earn a commission. Well, for, you know, the more success team and the Hoffman organization with Shield Nation, that's not our principle. The principle isn't to earn a commission. The principle is we are mission marketers. The reason that we go out and see the people is the first thing we do is protect families. Because we protect families, we then get paid a commission. Let me give you an example. Or another example, let's just say that the farmer has a habit of planting the seeds, but his principle is to plant the seeds in July. The seed doesn't care when it's planted. My point is that farmer's principle is messed up. You can't plant the seeds in July. You got to tend the fields in January, February, and March, and the principle is to get the seed in the ground in the earliest possible time to yield the greatest possible harvest when the season is over, come fall. So are your habits in line with your principles? So your habits might be, I'm going to commit to the numbers, and the principle is not only because I'm going to get better, but I understand there's safety in numbers and it's law of averages. Do you track your business? Do you have a habit of tracking your activity, tracking the people you have in the pipeline? Okay, the right principle would be, well, the principle would be, I'm going to be accountable to the process. Okay, that's a great principle. It's congruent with your habits. In planting the seed, I'm going to get it done in March and April. I'm a pilot. I have a passion for flying. I own an airplane. I have a principle to understand the checklist, to understand emergency procedures. You know, that's a good principle, because if I didn't have that as a principle and I got into trouble as a pilot, or lost an engine, or lost, oil, or got into the clouds or instrument conditions, I could get in a lot of trouble because I had the wrong principle. So let's not let our feelings, let's not let our emotions toss us to and fro, and we find out a year from now that our feelings and our emotions have us quitting the business because we didn't develop the right habits and the right principles. Let's develop the right habits and the right principles. Let's make an effort to grow, you know, in regards to personal development and who we are and what we're capable of, because every one of you have been gifted for success. That's God's plan. You can argue with God later if you want, but God's plan is to gift you for success. It's the world's lie that tries to take you down. We're here to speak God's truth and combat the world's lie. And I'll just leave you with this last thing. We have the greatest sales and marketing collateral, the systems, the tools, the internet presence, social media, that this industry has ever seen. But we would be very remiss if we didn't understand the first and most valuable tool that we have is ourselves. Let's not hide behind the tools. Let's take personal responsibility to understand what we've got, understand how to market our membership, understand how to answer the questions and meet concerns, and let's let all of those tools go to work for us and complement that as we duplicate this throughout North America. So to the Moore family, to Ken, Happy New Year to every single one of you on this phone. I look forward to making 2014 the greatest year ever. I know y'all do too. I can't wait to see everybody in Las Vegas. Hopefully I'll see y'all sooner. Thanks again for the ability and opportunity to come visit with every one of you. Ken, back to you.
John, what a marvelous job. You're certainly a gentleman. If there ever was one, you're certainly an icon yourself. We're proud to count you as our friends. Are you open to a question or two?
Oh, sure. You bet.
Randy, do you have a question or two for John?
Let's just go out to let's try Edmond, Oklahoma, and Alex Gargo, top executive director. Alex, are you on?
I am. Thanks, Randy. And I appreciate Mr. Hoffman, you being on. What a powerful talk. Always enjoy hearing from you. And I think last week hearing from Mr. Stonecipher, of course, he always talks about the mission and founding the company, and I really started thinking about that. And what do you think the importance is in this day and age, and the mission and what we do? Any thoughts about that?
Well, I mean, I think the mission is everything. And what I try to do is I'll just tell you this, 16 years ago, when I had a chance to look at Legal Shield, what I thought was an opportunity immediately became a responsibility. And what I mean by that is that there's an injustice in North America. I believe the cause. I believe the movement. I believe what you and I are doing will rival anything that has been some of the greatest movements in the history of our country. You know, whether it's women's suffrage, whether it's civil liberties, of which I am all a big believer in, the fact that you and I can right an injustice by delivering to 90% of people in North America a product they need, they want, they can afford, to me, is one of the greatest movements that anybody could ever be a part of. And so I believe it is absolutely everything. And when it goes from people's heads to their heart, and when it goes from opportunity to responsibility, you'll become the envy of the world with financial independence and time freedom.
Awesome. You know, John, you couldn't be more right than that right there. John, again, I want to thank you. I think our time's about right. I want to thank you for being a friend, and any time I could ever be of service to you, all you have to do is ask, and I'll be there. I appreciate you. Tell your wife that on for us. We love you and your family, and God bless you.
God bless you guys. Thanks a lot.
Randy, you know, you may have another thing or Jeremy to say, but I would just like to go back and tell everybody we have really started this year off with a bang. I think we're going to finish this month with a bang. But remember, this is just one step toward 2014. I really believe that this will be the best year we've ever had, both in recruiting and in production. And it's all because of people on this call. And like the speakers we had tonight, like the Sally Gilberts, the William Schultz, the Damien Shebers, and all the others that we had tonight, I want to tell you something. Amy Sosa, I'm missing somebody, but I'm so thankful to God for you folks. I am really thankful that we're a family. I'm really thankful that we have a mission. I'm really thankful that we're going forward. And I just wanted to say that again. And I said Happy New Year already. I'm going to say it one more time, and we won't say it again until 2015. Randy, do you have anything else to say?
No, sir, Mr. Moore. I think we've got it all covered.
Well, listen, folks, thank you again for being on. And the next Monday night, we'll have absolutely another great call. Gee whiz, I'm thinking this Michael Doris should be on next week. I know he's on either next week or the next week. But we've got great speakers from the next 2 or 3 months already lined up. So be sure each week to get on, tell your friends about it, tell your new associates about it. If you have anybody to air, we're going to have a good group school this week down there. Besides that, I want to say God bless you. Family, God first, family second, Legal Shield third. Thank you so much. God bless you and good night.
Good night, everyone.